Okay, so I just want you to picture this for a second. A cowboy. What do you see? Well, I see a square jaw and a 10-gallon hat, some boots, John Wayne vibes. But here's another thing. Do you think of this cowboy as a gay person? My first assumption would be, well, they're probably straight, I guess. But that's exactly what Phil Ragsdale wanted to prove wrong about cowboys decades ago. The sound you're hearing is from home video from the 1983 National Gay Rodeo in its founding city, Reno, Nevada. It was a tough year for the city's LGBTQ+ community. The AIDS epidemic had reached Nevada, and the gay rodeo was facing a stronger threat of violence than it had in years past. An article from the Reno Evening Gazette said that anonymous telephone calls to Reno's three main television stations warned that snipers were poised to shoot attendees. Despite threats on multiple fronts, the event was one of the few times that being openly gay was generally accepted in the biggest little city. Tracy Lake first began attending in the late 1970s.
As a teenager, I'm 17, 18 years old. I'm just figuring out that I like girls.
She grew up in Miami and moved to Reno around this age. Miami, in her experience, wasn't as welcoming. Reno's gay rodeo was one of the first public LGBTQ events she attended.
It was validating, strong, good-looking guys holding hands and kissing and, you know, wearing tight jeans with these different colored bandanas in their pockets. It wasn't my tribe entirely, but I was part of the community for being gay.
Gay rodeo founder Phil Ragsdale wanted to create a space for the LGBTQ community to express themselves openly in a way that countered stereotypes of gay men. Ray Martin was a friend of Ragsdale's and helped organize the rodeo for several years. He says nothing like it had existed before.
It helped a lot of regular, supposedly straight rodeo people do something with other people that were like them. They could actually be themselves. And there was champions that came that rode horses and without repercussion.
Martin says the rodeo included mostly gay men, but also lesbians and drag queens. Transgender or genderqueer weren't words commonly used in the LGBTQ+ community at the time, but there were likely trans or gender nonconforming people there too, who publicly identified as drag queens or kings. As the gathering grew bigger, protests began to pop up in the event parking lot, both in opposition to homosexuality in general and to oppose the mistreatment of animals. In 1982, the event was at its height, with around 20,000 people at the event, led by Joan Rivers, the Grand Marshal. But then it hit Nevada. The AIDS crisis spread to many cities across the country in waves, including Reno. And partly because of that, the gay rodeo in Reno disappeared.
We were all friends. We all cared for each other. And they were just going, 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 going. Pretty soon, there wasn't anybody left.
Martin was devastated when he lost his friend, rodeo founder Phil Ragsdale. He died of AIDS in 1992. Martin says the only reason he and his husband survived was because they were monogamous.
The lesbians took care of the gay guys that were dying because there wasn't enough of us to take care of them.
Tracy Lake, who first attended the rodeos as a teen, would help out when she could.
It did give me a sense of what good community felt like. And I have strived to create community every place I've gone. And I think in part because of how the community rallied in crisis. I mean, they rallied in love, but they absolutely rallied in crisis.
The gay rodeo in Reno began to resurge in the mid-2000s, but it too lost momentum. However, gay rodeos still take place annually in other parts of the country, including in Las Vegas. Free Zender, KUNR News.